I'll just mute my mic. All right, everybody, Acts 16:16?
Yep.
All right, he goes, Luke's writing this, and he goes, one day as we were going down to a place of prayer, we met a demon-possessed slave girl. She was a fortune teller who earned a lot of money for her masters. She followed Paul and rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And instantly it left her. Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered. So they grabbed Paul, Silas, and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. "The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews," they shouted to the city officials. "They are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice." And then, verse 25, we'll jump down there. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prisons were shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open. The chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailers woke up to see the prisoners' doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, "Stop! Don't kill yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, ran to the dungeon, fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what do I must to be saved?" Come on over, Roger. Yes. In a different translation, going back to Acts 16:16, goes, "Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed by a spirit of deviation met us." They were on their way to the temple to pray. Or actually not the temple, but they were on their way to pray at a certain time. When you start going doing things for God, the devil absolutely hates it. You can show up to church all you want, but when you said, "I'm going to put my heart, my feet, my effort towards the things of God," he's going to throw everything at you to keep you from fulfilling what God's called you to do. He can't stop you. The devil cannot stop you. There, misnomers is people say, "Well, the devil's stopping." No, you quit. He made it rough on you. He made it hard on you. But you have a choice to either camp in the valley of death or pick up that tent and keep on moving. Okay? And then he can't kill you. The devil has no right to kill your soul. He cannot kill you. He might take you out physically, but he cannot kill your soul. Only God has the right to your soul. So when people say, "Hey, I sold my soul to the devil," they can't. It's not theirs to sell out. It belongs to God, and God gets to decide what to do with your soul. And that's the reason why it's really important to serve God. And so when people say, "Well, you know, it's up to God." And so that's the reason why Jesus even says, "Don't worry about the one who can take out the body, but be concerned about the one who can take care of your soul." And so the one that he's talking about, don't worry about this physical body, because it will eventually wear down. I never met anybody who has lived forever yet. Yeah. What's that?
Darn.
Even though they're trying to do that with blood transfusions and all these different things, these hierarchy people, they're trying to extend their life. But they eventually, it says in Romans, we're all appointed to die once. I mean, what about the rapture? That's a different story. That's for a different time. But that we're still a physical death. Because we don't know if our body goes up in the rapture or not. No one knows. That's a different side trail. Because you think about it, everybody go, wow, there goes their body. All we know is our spirit goes up, because it says absent from the body is present with God. I'm just throwing things out. I just like making people think. So it could be interesting when the last trumpet sounds. You know, charge, let's go. Oh man, it's going to be a great day. But what I want to talk about is not that. But I want to talk about spirit of deviation. They were on their way to pray, and this spirit and this lady, this girl, they called it out as a spirit of deviation. Another word for that spirit is python.
Oh, really?
Yes, in the Greek. And then you think about it, Paul traveled the Roman Greek culture a lot. And so a lot of the spirits they dealt with, how many of you know Greek mythology?
Not
really. Because a lot of times they just gloss over it in school and just keep on going. Yes. But a lot of it has to deal with spiritual entities that we fight in the spiritual realm. You step back and look at it. It's a deep dive. If you really want to do a deep dive, start trying to figure out how all this meshes together, because it's really interesting. We're going to talk a little bit about it tonight. You're like, Pastor, that's what all you talk about. Well, we don't fight against flesh, y'all. Because what did they say? What did they say? Girl, get behind me? No. They said the spirit, they spoke to the spirit that's inside of her and told it to get out. They spoke to the spirit realm. And you have authority in Christ Jesus, the Lord. You have authority to speak to that spirit realm and tell that thing to get out. Because this thing, a lot of times, when I first read it, and I read it many times, and until recently, I'm like, oh, why did they get rid of it? Because it was telling who they were. You know, I mean, hey, these people are going to, hey, they're, follow them. They're going to tell you about Jesus. But the way she was doing it was wrong. Even though what she was saying is truthful, the way she was like mocking them, she was getting under their skin, she wasn't a part of their team, and things like that. And so the spirit of deviation is Python. Python in the Greek mythology, the name of Python, a serpent or dragon that dwelt in the region of Pytho. All right, well, I know this is kind of down in the weeds, but we'll pull out of it here in a few. And was has said to guard the oracle of Delphi and been slain by Apollo. So this was a spirit and a god in that area. Okay? And so with that, what is the oracle of Delphi? Was a significant religious institute in ancient Greece. Remember, this was all in the area of Roman literature, Roman conquering area. And so the thing about it, here he is. He has to deal with that culture. See, if we all of a sudden, all of us gets transported, let's say, down to Mexico, we'd have to deal with that cultural heaviness there. Just like when people come to America, there's cultural things that they have to deal with. And Paul is dealing with the supernatural cultural thing. And so the oracle is a religious institute in the ancient Greece where Python, the high priestess, delivered prophecies believed to be inspired by God Apollo. So she was speaking not by God the Father, she was speaking by some other false god. That's the reason why Paul got fed up with it. It wasn't just a one-time thing. You remember when your kids were younger and they would annoy you until they got that toy? Or maybe I was in the store the other day and this little girl says, "I want candy, Mom. I want candy, Mom. I want candy, Mom." I was almost ready to give her a candy. I mean, maybe not the way she wanted candy either. And so this is what this girl was annoying Paul and his people. And she was prophesying a false prophecy because it was from a false God. Possession by a Python spirit was therefore both religious, prestigious, and economically lucrative. And so in other words, this prophecy girl, she made some bank. Because she would predict the future, and people would come in agreement with it, and they thought it was true. See, even a false prophecy can come true if you come in agreement, because it's like speaking words, and you come in agreement. Like, well, I get cold, I get the flu cold every September. I get it, you know, no matter what, I'm going to get it. And you basically speak that out, and you come in agreement with it, even though you don't have to, you don't have to receive it. That's the reason why it says what? Life and death comes by what? The tongue, by what you speak. So don't speak, "Well, my mama had high pressure, my daddy had high pressure, my grandpa had you know, it's been in the line." Who gives a rip? Speak against it. I stand healthy. I'm more healthier today than I was 10 years ago. I'm the lightest I've been as an adult. I don't know this time as this light in weight. Some people are like, "You might want to get it." No, I'm good. I like being lighter. I don't move faster yet, but I will. But the thing about it, that I want to keep speaking life over my life. And a year from now, I'm going to be healthier than I am today. And I want to be better tomorrow than I am today. And the next day, I'm going to be better the next day than I am today. Well, will something bad happen? Guess what? My God will supply all my riches in the Lord, in His glory. Guess what? I don't have to fear tomorrow, because guess what? I don't have to worry about tomorrow. God's already got tomorrow taken care of. Well, what if it storms? Good, let it storm. What am I going to do? I ran in the rain today. Okay, well, I got a little wet. Sweat got me wet anyways. And so we need to speak life. And so this thing, actually, the spirit python is both religiously prestige, by it tells a prophecy that is even false, but it also brought in some great money. And it's also oracle or a ventriloquist spirit. Anybody know what a ventriloquist is? Where you have a puppet and the person speaks for it? Basically, that's what this lady was doing. She was being a puppet used by this spirit. And then, in the New Testament times, it had been a general label for possessing entities that enabled fortune-telling, especially through slaves who generated profit for their owners. And guess what? We still have that today. It's still very... You ever heard of tarot cards? Palm readers? You know, angel cards? Ouija boards?
Well, there's even a magic 8-ball.
Yes, magic 8-balls. I remember those. I'm telling you right now that... those are false.
Yep.
False, and has a spirit of falsehood on them. Mm-hmm. And they'll take you places you don't want to go. Mm-hmm. Like Gary said last week, sin will take you places you don't want to go, quicker than you know and farther than you want it intended. Mm-hmm. Then, It says Paul was annoyed. In other words, he was troubled, displeased, offended. And then he looked at her and he turned and said to the Spirit, not to her, but said, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her. In other words, command means order and instructed. Paul walked in such authority that he could look at that spirit and say, in the name of Jesus, I command you out of her. And people knew the difference. Because they didn't care about her. You ever been around people that they only care about what you can give them? And once you stop feeding them a little whatever, they're like, oh, they're horrible. Oh, they're not nice. They're mean to me. You know, you set boundaries. Say, hey, I'm not going to give you this or that anymore because, you know, I just can't do it anymore. Oh, you're just being mean. You're. Basically, they took their people and Paul just said, you know, and when you walk in the Spirit, the world and the religious people will absolutely hate it. When you walk in the Spirit and follow what the Holy Spirit says, the religious people will throw up. Their hair will get damaged. They'll start manifesting slobbery spit and all these things because you're saying, the Spirit told me to do this. Well, I don't get it. I'm not asking you to get it. Just like we switch from that side to this side tonight. And Jerry goes, why? The Holy Spirit told me to. And then someone goes, for how long? Hey, Nate. And then someone goes, are we going to do it next week? I don't know. We'll see what the Holy Spirit tells me. Because it's not up to me. It's up to what the Holy Spirit wants to do. And I believe it's a shift what God wants to do. And so, I just want to share that tonight with us all. And that's all I have.